You are now tuned in to the Talk Tinder podcast.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Talk Tinder. I am your host this evening, E. Y'all already know, I hope you guys are in good energy, good spirit, good vibes. You already know you can follow the podcast on all socials, Instagram and TikTok at Talk Tinder Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube at Talk Tinder. I am back in the studio today. First off, I missed y'all. Y'all know I always miss y'all. But I am in the fucking studio today with my girl, Joe. I'm so excited to have you back, girl.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here in a way where I'm ready to let y'all know what's been going on. But I don't know. We got to see, like, how I'm feeling, y'all.
You look great.
Thank you. You look gorgeous.
Like, you're literally glowing right now. God, you look flawless. I love it.
You look flawless.
But I am so excited to have you back. I feel like it's been, like, just us getting here. It's been like, all right, we're going to do it. All right.
It's time to lock in.
Let's just get it. Oh, my God. Yes. But you look great. You look flawless.
Thank you.
What has been up, first off? Like, we usually kick it off with happy hour. Mm-hmm. But today, I wanted to try a different vibe, just catch up, and happy hour to come along the way.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, so what's new with me? I'll just say, like, I've been trying to tap more into who am I by myself.
Okay.
More so, like, learning who I am alone and not lonely, you know?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, instead of feeling lonely, I'm like, just alone. And it's okay to be by myself.
It's definitely okay.
Yeah, because I could lock in on my goals and, like, what I want to achieve and the right people to be around once again. Like, every time I get around you, I get the energy of just, like, being the best version I can be. Like, so.
Likewise, yes. Girl. Oh, I'm just excited. First off, I want to do a little toast. Kick it off. Cheers to you guys. Episode 27, of course. But I do definitely want to kick it off with giving you your flowers. I am beyond proud of you. We're going to talk about so much that's, you know, going on with you right now. But from your skincare to your hair venture. Girl, and I just feel like you've been young and turned. Like, you've been outside, but, like, outside in a good way.
Girl.
You have some shit going. So, cheers to you.
Thank you.
Cheers to the pod.
Cheers to you. No, for real.
Thank you.
Cheers to you, though.
But, I need the pineapple, y'all. I'm sorry.
I had to go straight. I didn't have no pineapple, but it's cool.
Oh, you an OG? You drank the pineapple?
I didn't. It's okay.
You sure?
Because
we can get pineapple. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so been in a space of enjoying your me time. I'm not gonna say lonely because I feel like that's like the stereotype that comes with being single or just being in your own energy. Most people don't realize when you are truly comfortable with yourself and with what you have going on in real life that you're never really lonely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We're human, we crave that interaction with other people, but it is a beautiful thing to be able to bask by yourself in your own energy and be okay with that. So I definitely love that for you.
Yeah. You inspire me, though. I'm not going to lie. Like,
girl, don't say inspire.
You inspire me for sure. Like, especially with the gym, especially with the diet, especially with, you know, self-love and just preaching to people to keep them on balance. Because you get me grounded all the time.
Girl, you know what's so crazy? I am as grounded as I am mentally. Life still be lifing.
Oh, life always going life.
You know, I just think we get blessed to come across those people, those hidden gems, who I would consider yourself, who we carry it well. You know, we've adapted and we've learned to not let life show on us, if that makes sense. Like, we don't let it get to us. So, to hear that, girl, you know, that's crazy. Thank you so much. But, I just got to a point where it's like, this shit, at the end of the day gotta end. So, like, I'm about to end it on a good fucking note. Like, I just,
always,
regardless of what's going on, I'm gonna end it on a good note. And I just feel like I wanna surround myself with people who got that same vibe, that same energy. Like, you know, we one of them ones for real. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, bring you back, why I genuinely love your energy and just being on the outside looking in, everything that you have going on. A little mini what's been up with me.
Okay, let me know, because I want to know.
Girl. I've been good. I've been in a good space. I've been slacking a little bit on the gym. I'm not going to cap, but I just got, like, girl, all this cute-ass shit from TikTok Shop.
Okay.
I'm talking, like, girl, like... Ladies, even the guys, do not sleep on TikTok Shop, okay?
No, never sleep on TikTok
Shop. Yeah, like, I just got hip to it not too long ago, and I got, like, girl, a whole bunch of new gym stuff, my tripod. So, definitely starting Sunday, because that's the start of my week. I'm coming gym content. I'm back on my gym bay journey.
Yeah, back on your belief.
Yeah, you know, I'm just back in my zone. So, that's been up. The pescatarian journey has, you know, been sidetracked a bit. I get sidetracked. I've been a little sidetracked, but I'm in a good energy, though. Yes. Like, I'm not beating myself up about it. I've recognized it, and it's like, all right, it's just a matter of getting back on track. So, but you, baby, you've been killing it with the pescatarian journey.
Yes, but don't you get tired of eating, like, salmon and shrimp?
So
I get tired. I am like, tired of salmon and shrimp. And then it's
like you
have shrimp.
To get, like, crafty, like, with the cooking and all that, like, because you get boring. So I definitely fell off for a little second, but I'm so proud of you. You've been going strong, and you look great.
Do you know what you should try? You should try HelloFresh.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, because you was, like, really heavy on it with the HelloFresh. Yeah. How was it?
It was good. Like, some meals, okay, if you don't pick your meals on a specific date, they'll already, like, pick them for you. So some meals I wasn't, like, into, but I'm, like, learning how to make nothing out of something. Like, especially with no meat, you can make a lot of meals out of, like, beans or, like, sweet potatoes or onions and peppers.
I know some people improvise with, like, mushrooms. Like, for me.
Yeah, I made, like, a mushroom pizza. It was so good.
It was good?
So good. And I would never eat mushrooms.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm like, a mushroom girl.
You're mushroom. Mushroom. I know. Yeah.
That's fire.
I
don't like them.
But it was so good. So I think, and it teaches how to, like, cook.
I was say, because I see you be, like, doctoring it up, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you be in the kitchen with it for real.
But it's so simple. It teaches, like, step by step how to cook it, all that stuff. And if you wanted to add meat or not, it's an option on there, too. So.
Yes, you've been killing it with the pescatarian journey, and you've been killing it in the gym. I'm so fucking proud of you, because you have been consistent. Like, you have been consistent. I see it. It's all, but they tell you, though, like, other people see it before you see it. You know what I'm saying?
And I said that to my trainer once. I was like, I don't see the results. I don't see it. And that's like, he said it's because I see myself every day.
Yeah.
So I don't see it. But when you see that person who only sees you like every couple of months
or once a week,
you know, and they kind of see the difference.
No, I see it. And it was so crazy because I was having a conversation with my sis. Shout out Elevated by E, you guys. And we were just talking about fitness and like nutrition. I'm like, Joe been killing it. She's like, yeah, like she came down a lot. And it's not to say like you were some big person, no, but you see the difference. You look great. Like, I'm so proud of you, girl. The consistency.
Yes, thank you. I've been trying to be more consistent, but it was so crazy. Is like, even talking to my hairstylist today, I was just like, I want to get back to the old Joe. Like, you know, I feel like I was so little, so petite, so small. And she's like, no, like, this is you. Like, I love this. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't feel as comfortable in my body how
really?
I usually do.
Two things.
I don't.
Okay.
Two things.
Yes. Because first off, I just found out that you are younger than me. Young and hot.
Yes.
But I think us as women, as we, you know, get older, it's natural for us to want to stay young or like how we used to be. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we embrace stepping into that grown woman more. Like, you walking into your grown woman energy, your grown woman body, like, embrace that shit. Like, you got your grown woman on you, and it looks good. And I know it feels different.
It does. It feels so different, literally.
It feels different. And, like, I feel like it's natural for people to have a thing with change.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a problem, but, like, you know, it's just, it's weird being out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
With anything.
It is.
But sometimes that uncomfortableness is what's like, no, that's it. Like, you know.
Some days I be like, you know what? I'm that bitch when it comes to this, like, the outfits, the hips, the ass, everything. I'm talking too much.
No. No, girl. This
is... And then I have my days where I'm like, we got to get rid of some stuff. Like, yeah. Something needs to change. But, you know, I don't know. When it comes to, like, my health journey, it's like it really is a journey. Some days, you know, like you said, like, sometimes you eat meat. Some days you want to get back on your pescatarian. But for me, I just think, like, the people around me, especially, like, my mom, she's been, like, weaning me off of so many things. Like, my favorite thing to eat is rice. And I think that's God, the problem. Rice with everything. And I need to stop eating that.
Really? I can't. I've accepted that I can't. At least right now.
Yeah, I did.
But, like, that's another thing I want to talk about. You just being on the outside looking in on social media, I really, you know, as a Black woman as well, and just women in general, it's really nice to see the love and appreciation that you have for your mom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's fire. Like, I've seen you post about your mom a few times. And if you don't mind me asking, how has that helped you along the way as far as, like, your health journey, just mentally with entrepreneurship and everything that you have going on right now?
Okay. So my mom, she just inspires me only because of where she's come from and the journey and what she sacrificed for me to have the life I have. Like, when I was 12, I went back to Jamaica with my mom to, like, see where she came from, where she lived at. And it was like a light switch. Like,
really?
Yeah. It showed me why I should be grateful. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm not grateful for how I live or the life I have. And I have to see where my mom comes from and see where I could have been if life never changed. But I always show appreciation to her because she always been like a hustler. I always say my mama a hustler. Like, she get it done. My whole life, I've never went without of anything. Even being like a single mom, she's like made sure all of us was straight, my brother and sister. So, anything I want to do in life, she always pushed me to keep going. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, you know, I have an older mother, so sometimes, like, my dreams might seem kind of, like, out of reach to her because she believes, like, going to a job, retiring.
She's an older soul.
Yeah, older soul. But I'm like, Ma, like, you know, you can really go far with social media and just taking it and putting yourself out there. It's a whole new world. So I always try to show appreciation to her because when I was younger, I used to, like, be shy or, like, very sensitive about my mom because people always have, like, certain things to say, especially having a foreign mother where, like, she might dress a little different or talk different and people, I don't know. I just find myself being different from people and I always struggle with that. Like, I feel like I'm always different. But then as I've gotten older, I had to realize, like, because I am different, there's, like, I can't really change that. Like, when I go home, it's like, I'm with my Jamaican mother, and when my friends go home, they're with their family, and it's like a whole different world.
Yeah.
When I go outside, I might kick it, hang out, and everything, but at the end of the day, like, I just feel like my why is different than most other people. Like, some people's whys are just, they trying to just get on, and mine is like, I'm trying to get on for my mama. Like, I feel like everyone's goal is to, like, do something for their mom once they
mom
make it.
Mom is like a soft spot. That's a whole different.
Yeah, I'm tearing up right now. I'm holding it back.
Look, girl, have you got the shades on? I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold.
Not this early. Hold on.
Yes, I know.
But
she means a lot to me, though. She was, you know, she's my mom and my dad. So I always try to, like, show her. You know, I'm the last one. I'm the youngest of three, so I'll be trying to, like, really show her, like, I could put my mind to it and make it happen, because my mom, before she came to America, she used to do, like, buy and selling, which is, like, you just go to, like, the market and you sell. You're, like, just selling for the day and you go back home. And think of it, like, as a vendor, like, vendors, but it's a market. And it's out on the street and everyone's just walking past. Yeah, we got
to
go.
We're going
to Mexico. I want to go. I want to go with y'all for sure.
We're going.
I know. So, I don't know. Sometimes when I look at her and I see, like, the struggle she's gone through to make me get to where I am, it's like, I can't not Like, I just can't stop. Mm-hmm. I gotta keep going, even when my mental makes me feel like, why am I still going? Why am I still doing this? Like, maybe I should just go find me a cool little job and keep pushing with that. But I owe it to her, for sure.
To just be...
Before she...
So much more.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. I love that, especially in our community and just with women in general. It's just always, you know, that weird space with moms or, you know, conversations that haven't been had or, you know, weird dynamics. And
yeah.
I always appreciate seeing young women love on their moms and, more importantly, mothers love on their daughters. You know what I'm saying? You know, encourage us, motivate us, and push us in the right direction. And, you know, still allowing you to bump your head, you know, when needed, but just being that overall safety net, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And I'm like, I just want to let her know that. Like, I appreciate being able to see that within all of your content. Like, your content has been fire.
Okay.
It's been good. You. It's been really good, really good.
And, y'all, I'm so hard on myself because I don't feel like it is.
Really?
Yes.
Why though? Why?
I don't know. It's like, I feel like anything I've ever planned, it doesn't go how I expect it to. So I'm like, I'm expecting it to go a certain way and it doesn't go. And everyone tells me that's just the business of being an entrepreneur and nothing goes just like how it's supposed to, but it works out at the end of the day. Like, you know, so I always beat myself up about the content. Like, I'm always just like, I want to do more. I want to go bigger. I want to do better. Like, everything needs to go viral, but it's like, it's still a journey. I'm still in the small stages. It's not the end. It's just, I have to keep putting stuff out there.
I was really shocked when we had, you know, went back and forth on Instagram a little bit and you weren't satisfied with your most recent photo shoot.
I was not.
Is it okay to talk about this?
It's okay.
I was so shocked because I felt like it was really good. And I know before when you came on the show on a previous episode, you had quoted Kanye when he was saying, you know, something about a vision and you remember your vision or if something about vision.
Yeah. Basically, if you hang around people who don't believe who you are, you'll forget who you are.
And you had made the quote like, nobody else sees your vision, only you do. And that's what keeps you going. Yeah. And just being on the outside looking at, I don't know what your vision was for that. You know what I'm saying? But just on the outside looking in, I felt like the shoot was beautiful. It made great promo, at least for me. I feel like in general, because you're not coming from a foreign place. Like, I feel like creators in general, even myself with podcasting, I'm my biggest critic. Like, if I don't like something, whether it's behind the scenes or even after recording and looking back on episodes, it's like, okay, no. Sometimes I feel like we're so hard on ourselves that we skip over those mini milestones and miss out on the greatness within what's already there. You know what I mean? So whatever your vision is, that's your vision and it's still there. But maybe, and this goes for myself included, you know, what we're not acknowledging or appreciating or seeing right then and there in that moment, it's like, it's a part of the journey to that overall vision. So, you know, it's okay to not like it, but overall, you know, love what's going on right now. I feel like it was fire. I feel like you're doing your thing with it. Your site looks great.
Thank you.
It looks great.
Yes. I just, like, I'm just being a woman army when it comes to my business. Sometimes I feel like, am I just putting stuff out there? But, you know, everyone, like, likes it. Everyone's like receiving it and the same thing is where I'm like, I don't know, it's not what I expected, or but the thing is, like, no one knows that. You know, like, you liked it but you didn't know that my vision was totally different until I say something. So I have to learn on how to, like, just rock with it, like, roll with it. Like, after that one's done, make sure the next move is my best move after that one. So, like,
just keep growing, keep getting better, like, you know. And that's something that I was just talking about, like, I'm learning to accept and bask in my compliments. Like, if somebody tells me, like, oh, I really enjoyed that podcast, or I really enjoyed that topic, or, you know, I really like that look. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but I really wanted this, like kind of, like, not shooting it down, but, like, downplaying it a little bit.
Yeah.
Versus just being, like,
accepting. Like,
yeah.
It was good. Okay.
It was good. That shit was fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that takes time. You know, like I said, we're our biggest critics. And it's all, like, a mindset of, you know, just consciously remembering to always be kind to yourself. Like, it's so easy for us to be that critic and be like, oh, no, it's not right. And it's like, you know what? We got it done. Okay, I see this could be better. But, you know, now that gave me more room and more opportunity to pop out fire next time. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. That's what I'm saying. I'd be too hard on myself. Yes. So
we all go through it. We all do it. But no, girl, I fucking love the show.
I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I'm coming again, though. Like, I have another shoot scheduled in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is for the relaunch.
Yeah.
So you really,
it's another launch. Check out.
I'm for it, though.
Okay. I just want to, like, make the vision come clear of what we're really trying to portray when it comes to one skin. Like, especially knowing that, like, one skin is for, you know, all skin types. We want to make sure, like, everyone feels welcome, feel included. Like, I don't want it to feel like I'm catering to just one type of audience. Mm-hmm. Especially just being inspired by all my entrepreneurial friends, like, around me. Mm-hmm. Like, just seeing how they go through the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm the only one. Like, every time I put something out, it doesn't come out the way I want it to. And they're like, no, I had the same situation happen. Mm-hmm. But no one knows that until, you know,
open. Sit down and you open and you talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's literally an open comment field for creatives, entrepreneurs. Like, you would never know that I've sat down, recorded episodes. We go and sit down to edit and the audio is completely not there. And we got to trash the whole episode and days, like, literally 24 hours before it's supposed to drop. Like, people go, like, it happens.
I did not know. Like, that would kill my whole life.
Girl, my little heart was broken. But I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's God saying, okay, hold on.
Let's rewind.
It happens. Mm-hmm. Improvise. But overall, it was still a good episode. You know, it still looked good. We just couldn't hear nothing. But, no, I just, on the outside looking in, I think your site looks great. I think the shoot was beautiful. You looked great. Your models looked really fire.
Yeah. Thank you.
And for those who don't know, Entrepreneurial Joe, let them know what it is that you do, your brand. And we actually have some goodies here in the studio today excited about.
Okay. Okay. So you want me to tell them what
you do, your brand.
My brand.
One Skin Pro, because we said it before, but for those who don't know, One Skin is your brand. Mm-hmm. You do skincare.
I do skincare.
And can you tell us a little bit about your brand and some of the, she just relaunched.
Had to do a whole new relaunch.
Yeah, so some of the products that we got here today.
Yep. Okay, so this is the thing. I wanted men to feel more comfortable about doing skincare. I feel like guys think skincare is, like, feminine, when really it's just about self-love and taking care of yourself, because even as a boss, as a man or entrepreneur or anyone putting themselves out there every day, you know, like, the way you look, the way you present yourself is key.
That's everything.
You know, always.
Not everything, but, like, that's, like, top of the list.
Like, you know? You could have the worst day ever, and just because you look good and you're glowing and you're vibing, people will, you know, attract to you. And I try to figure out a way to make, like, men tap into their skincare first. Like, so we wanted to tap into, like, the beard. And I think a lot of men really, either they want to grow a beard or they want their beard to be hydrated or more appealing to the women or whoever, themselves. And I wanted to make it feel more cool. Skincare is cool. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, this thing where it's like, oh, it's such a process. It's like, once you walk out that door and, you know, you're prepped for the day, like, you could take on whatever. And people love when you look good. So right now, okay, so this is my cleanser. This is the Softy cleanser. So this is like a moisturizing cleanser where you could put it on and you might not have to follow up with a serum. You could just follow up with your like moisturizer, any moisturizer you have. Mm-hmm. But they match together, like my moisturizer plus the cleanser. Like they both go hand in hand. So once you do that, and I've had like women wear the cleanser and do their makeup and saying like how their skin vibrates, like even really? Me right now. Yeah, like it vibrates Ooh. Underneath. Because you don't have to, like, do you do like a
I usually do a like primer. A primer.
Yeah, some people don't do primers.
So instead of primer.
Yeah.
Okay, can
mm-hmm.
I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I just love your packaging. Is this like Thank the you. Like bamboo vibes?
Yeah, bamboo okay. vibes. Yes.
Fire, y'all.
And everything is vegan and cruelty-free. So that's what we're trying to get into now. Like, health is wealth. Absolutely. And we're trying to make sure, like,
I feel like skincare is up there with, like, how you would treat the gym. Like,
just be consistent. You'll get the results. You'll get the results. Yep. Everything is like refreshing and mind you too. So since there's no chemicals, there's no like fruitiness smells to some of them. Unless it's like a fruit hydration. Like I have a hydrating fruit mask. That's like fruity. But when it comes to like...
So cute.
Thank you. When it comes to like certain ones, like this is my favorite scent, like the toner. It's just refreshing. Think of like rose water, how you can spray it throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and just give yourself like that hydrating boost and everything. That's so you what can spray it gives. This
on, like if I'm having like a no makeup day.
Yep.
And I'm out and about, just
a little pick me up, mm-hmm. real quick. Yeah.
Oh wait, I need to. Am I? How am I doing it, Joe?
Yeah. Just pull the.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm in the most here.
There we go. Yeah.
I can spray it. Mm-hmm. I purchased these products, you guys. So.
Yes.
Oh, it smells good.
Like, yeah. And okay. It's like refreshing. Yeah. And you're going to see yourself glow. Like, especially you could put over your makeup too, as well. Yeah. That's and then.
Thank you.
The moisturizer. That's tea. Like, the moisturizer, y'all. One thing I'm gonna like tap into is making like a sunscreen because oh, yeah. people don't also realize like us with our melanin skin, like we also need sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, especially the summertime, just so you don't look drained and like burnt and harsh because skin cancer is real.
Absolutely. Okay. So, yeah.
Take care of your skin.
You need sunscreen. Okay?
Yeah.
Sum it all up. Yeah. What I was telling you about.
Wait, that's the one.
This, wait, is this for the guys?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to be sure.
Yes, that's the exfoliator with the beard oil to follow up right
girls
after.
We love a good beard.
We and, love a good beard.
And the girls, come on. We don't want the blotchy patch or the patchy. No, like take care of it. Even with a, yes. even with a nice beard. Oh my God. Like, I can appreciate, like, if it's your bae, your boo, whatever, and you snuggle up, and the beard smells good, it feels good. Don't nobody want to snuggle up on a crunchy-ass beard.
Okay? No, for real. Like don't nobody want to scrub on no crunchy
Ooh,
beard.
Ooh, and it looks cute.
Yes. Ooh. I really should have called it cookies and cream
you
or something.
Have.
I know.
It's giving.
Ooh. Yeah. Maybe I have to figure out a way to make it smell like that. Then that's when I can do, like, cookies and cream. But
when skincare has like that, like I don't know, like natural refreshing smell.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what I want my products to get because you know, vegan and cruelty free for sure. And
it has like a masculine smell to it though, like
yeah,
like it's for the guys.
Yeah, that's why. But I need to come out with exfoliator for the women too, though, like especially with the like body and the legs and everything
for sure.
to skin.
It's leg season.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I do want to bring back my bar soaps.
Oil.
Yeah. No, the serum.
Oh, the
vitamin C serum.
It's like the orange one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that yeah. one. Oh, okay, girl, I thought you. Oh, Vegas will get tonight when I see.
Yeah,
that's being that. Extra.
Yeah. And you can help him lather him up. Lather
yeah.
him up.
Yeah.
Drop it in there. Yeah. Okay,
this
okay.
is what I was like caring about most because I know the girl looking at your skin, I know it's gonna be great. This is what I'm like, okay, what is this beard gonna smell like when I'm on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you can get your run. I don't know how big the beard is, but you can run hands through it and everything.
This is so cute. I'm So proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
And everything was a great price. Your site, and you let them know your site where they could purchase everything.
Yeah, my website is One Skin Pro, the number one skin pro. When you Google it, it'll show like anything I ever did with One Skin. So even us will pop up. Like I Googled One Skin, we pop up.
Really?
Yes. Ooh, and I love that. Yes, I do too. Like anything I ever did, but you'll find the website just if you put it out like that. And I'm gonna figure out a way to do like a skin test so people can go on there and, you know, pick how like how their skin is, and so we can curate a product that matches to you. Mm-hmm. The products do like match to you, but I need to find a way to make sure when you go to the site, it's not hard to navigate on what you should get. Because some people are not into skincare that deep when it goes past the serums and toners.
Yeah, I will say that, like, when it comes to a set routine for my skin, I'll be honest, I never had a set routine.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Your skin look good, too, though. I'm not going to lie. You don't have to do too much either.
I don't, you know. But thank you. for myself and the, you know, people at home who have never had a set routine.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said the serum was the only thing not here today,
yeah.
But can you tell us, like, are they in step-by-step order? Like, okay.
Yeah, so step-by-step, it's kind of like cleanser, toner, serum, moisturizer. Okay. But the thing about it is some people don't need a four-step routine. Sometimes it's okay to just have, like, a cleanser and a moisturizer. Some people don't need the whole set. You know, certain things do come with it, like hydration, you know, in the summertime or the winter.
Yeah.
You just need a little pick-me-up or just something to keep your skin from drying out as fast as it would if you didn't have the toner or serum. Yeah. But especially, too, I have a night cream. Yeah. I don't know if you wanted that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little addition because some people don't need to use eye cream. But if you have a night cream and you moisturize and wash your face at night, when you wake up, you can kind of skip certain steps. Like sometimes you don't have to cleanse in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like you don't have to put a moisturizer on after you follow up with the cleanser because you already prepped your skin for last night. And sometimes putting too many products on your skin can, you know, overwhelm.
Yeah, yeah.
And bring out some impurities that aren't supposed to be out there.
Oh my God. Yeah. I definitely want the night cream too, girl.
And I love the night cream, God. That's my favorite. I'm not going to lie. That's the best moisturizer. But I should have put it in there. I got you for sure.
Okay. It's cool. We'll talk. I'm going to get it. Whatever. if you don't mind me asking, what made you want to like take the skincare route in the first place?
Okay. So for me, we talked about it earlier, y'all. Like, I used to be like this, and I ain't like this. So I used to feel like, for real, I used to just think my skin was always just something where I always was just like, I don't know if I'm into it. I don't know if I like it. Like, how can I change it every minute? Like, I love my skin. But, you know, once you start growing, you're getting them curves, and you get little stretch marks, you're getting a little cellulite, certain mm-hmm. things like that. And I always took pride in my skin because people always, like, would let me know, like, you know, your skin is glowing. And as I got older, if I had those depressing moments where I wanted to stay in the house for a couple of days and not do nothing, not take it, I wasn't doing nothing, I would notice that, like, my skin would, I would look more drained or more tired or just mm-hmm. more, just not alive.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, just taking care of your skin and making sure, like, because you can be 30, 40, 50, and somebody mistake you as a 20-year-old just because you've been on top of your skincare mm-hmm. regimen. And people need to understand, too, like, you can have all the right products, but you also have to put the right stuff in your body so
Absolutely.
You glow on the outside. So getting to skincare, it just made me want to show people that you don't need to put all these things on your skin or do all these procedures and everything. It's all about just being consistent. Just like how you said, like the gym. Mm-hmm. It's just being consistent with whatever you're trying to achieve. And you can get there for sure. You just got to find what works best for you. And I'm here to help. Yeah.
I love that. do you feel like your roots as far as like, you know, being Jamaican, mm-hmm. and, you know, having those Jamaican roots, do you feel like that played a part in your brand? Because you know, everything is fresher, more lively on the island.
Yes.
So do you feel like that played a part in, like, your overall brand aesthetic and, like, when it came down to, you know, actual mixing and seeing what works, what don't work?
Yeah. So when it comes to my roots, I've realized that I find tranquility when it comes to nature. Like, when I'm by water or I'm, like, away from the city. I like the city. I like being a city girl. Like, I want to have a condo, the high rise, all that. But I need a moment to be grounded in. Sometimes people forget about where we come from and where our ancestors, like, have all these remedies and things to keep us healthy and strong instead of, like, you know, out here going to these med spas or doing all this extra stuff. When it's so simple about just, you know, tapping back into nature. Because even when I was in Jamaica, like, I had a little chicken or whatever. And when I came back here and I had chicken again, it was like a total, like, 360. And I was explained that in Jamaica, instead of having to preserve it or anything like that, once they kill that chicken, it's getting sent off.
It's right there.
When the mango fall from the tree, it's being put in the market instead of it having to be shipped out of the country and brought into America. And they do all these things to keep everything preserved. When really it's just like being natural everywhere around brings more peace than just trying to keep up with the Jones and compare yourself with what's going on, especially right now in this generation. I can say that I found myself comparing myself a lot to people.
Same.
All the time. Same. Like when I went out the country, I just saw everyone being themselves. Like, they're finding happiness in, like, the worst moments of, that could be my life. Like, this might take me out the game. But for them, they're flourishing, or they're showing love and they're showing appreciation and they have gratitude for the life that they have. And sometimes you can get lost with trying to just be the best version of yourself and then seeing the next person, you know, achieve something that you want to get done. But like you said, the day got an end. So
at the end of the day, the day got an end.
So you just got to always put your best foot forward, and especially with your skin. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to put your best foot forward in just showing up for yourself, because who else going to show up for you? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And hold on, wait. I brought a surprise for the Moroccan clay mask, you guys. Yep. I bought her a little sample because I want her to get the tea.
I seen this on the site and I was like,
yes, this is the tea. This is what will bring you back to life once after, you know, have that rough day or you just need a pick-me-up. Ooh. This is the one. So I want you to try it and let me know.
It's a whole little date night. I don't even think you realize.
Like, smell that one. Yes, you're going to fall in love when you smell that one.
And I like it.
Yeah, real natural.
This I like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me try. Yeah, I like the color.
Is it the glass?
It's the shade.
It's the shade.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, little vibe. This is so cute. I love it. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Mom.
Like I said to you before, just, you know, postponing the episode and, you know, you wanted to rebrand and do everything over, and then to just see you in the motion, and then, like, now it's finished product, we here, and it's all done. Like, I'm so proud of you, so happy for you.
Thank you.
And I literally,
I'm so happy she giving me my flowers, y'all, because I be beating myself up. I'm for real. I really do.
Girl, and I really don't know why. Like, you look great. The brand is beautiful. Like, I'm so excited to try these products. Yeah.
I'm excited for you. I always want to hear feedback. I always want to hear feedback. And I know it's the truth, but when I hear it word from mouth, that's when I know. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is my top seller. Shanita could tell you too. Like, she was the one when I said, put the makeup on. Yeah. This was like the tea.
Yeah.
Yes. And when you asked me about, like, why, like, what made me want to get into skincare and everything. And I learned that, like, you know, we all think we're different, but at the end of the day, we all have one skin. And where I got one skin from, I got, like, one love, you know. Aww. So one skin, one love. And it's all like a unity, you know, this systematic place makes us feel like we're all separate, but we're really all the same. We all go through the same struggles, the same pain, like the same hardship when it comes to like getting through this life.
Yeah.
What we have. So, I just want everyone to know, like, you can always put your best foot forward every day, and God can't do nothing but bless you, because when he see you doing that work, it's like, why would I not bless her? We all gonna have our, like, rainy days, but the rainy days make you appreciate the sunny ones.
Oh, it makes you appreciate the sun. It makes you appreciate the flowers. Yeah. Like, you're more aware of those blessings, and I always say that you have to appreciate the wins more. You have to appreciate those losses, or your losing season, or, you know, just bumping your head. You have to appreciate the lessons, you know, to be able to stand in growth, you know, if that makes sense. Yeah. And I just love that for you. Like, I don't know, you're just such a little rock star to me. Like,
am I a rock star, y'all? I be trying to be. I want to,
like,
be
you just
real
so fire. Like,
thank you.
I love your content. I've just been on IG and looking at everything, and your personal style is fire.
What is it giving?
It's giving bad bitch.
Bad bitch?
It's giving that bitch.
I've been trying to just get a little something different.
And then, you know, like, I'm a brown girl. I'm for the girls. Y'all know that. But I'm a brown girl, a darker girl. And I always appreciate other darker girls. Thank like, you know, I just love us.
I do, too.
You just been fucking killing it lately, like, period. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
You've been killing it, and I just love that for you. You went to the Drake concert.
I went to the Drake concert.
What was it giving?
It was giving, like, damn, I understand why he this nigga. I understand why he that nigga. Like,
it was fire.
Yes, it was fire. And I'm not going to lie, y'all. It was on Easter. Me and my best friend, we hopped in the car, drove all the way to Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Hopped in there, saw the concert, turned around and came back to Cleveland.
Right back. Oh, y'all was turning. Y'all was out.
Yes, it was like, one lifetime. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
Yes. I wanted to see him. I missed him in Cleveland, but I had to see what was the hype about. I saw it.
It was fire.
Mm-hmm. He showed me, though, like, it just, every time I see, like, someone perform and they put time and dedication in it, it shows me, like, what you can do if you put that time and effort and dedication into something. Because he said, like, he was on tour for, like, 8 months now.
Ooh.
And, like, away from family, away from his son, away from all that. And it's like, we're consuming it. And we're just like, I'm going to go to the concert the whole time. You know, someone behind the scene is going through, like, loss or, like, learning, like, holidays.
Real life.
Yeah, real life. But it shows like you to come. What you say?
I never thought about it like that.
I didn't eat there until he was. And then it makes you, it brings that person back to being humanized, I feel like. Because it's like, it's not like a more of a performance. It's like, this person really came to give you his all. And I don't know, did you see the Renaissance movie?
I didn't see the Renaissance movie.
That showed me too hard work. You should have to see it. I wish it was in theaters too, but.
It was fire?
It was fire.
B always do her big,
but she showed you how that she did her big one.
Really?
Like, it inspired me too. And once I say again, you're inspiring as well. Like, I just wish I had the grace you have.
Thank you.
And the calmness you have. Like, I just feel like I'm taking the energy, but I'm not sucking you dry either.
I feel like I've gotten in this space where, creative-wise, energetically, I can only allow myself to drop content twice a month on my platform.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, to me, it's such an energetic thing. Like, I'm very strategic with who I allow on the show. Like, I don't just have someone who has terrible energy and I just don't vibe with them. Come on here, you know. Everything is an exchange of energy, to sum it up. So when you come on here on my platform for anybody, you know, this is that safe space where I'm allowing you to exchange energy with me. And, you know, I feel that back, you know, I receive it back. And I love it. Like, I love that you feel safe in this space. You're comfortable. And just shedding light on what it is that you do and, you know, taking in a whole different audience. And it's never nothing to be nervous about over here.
Y'all, I be so nervous every time.
Behind the scenes. But it's not just you. It's literally everybody who come on here. I'm like, it's not
that. It's like, not that. And this is not my first time, so I don't know why I'm nervous, but I think this is one-on-one. It makes me feel like, more directed, like, yeah, it's about me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's see.
Yeah, no, I love that. Like, we want to know what's going on with you. Like, that's what I was telling, I think it was Dariana, like, Business Babe did really good as the episode itself.
It is.
And I really like that it got you guys acquainted with, you know, I don't like calling them my audience, like the people that's in the chat, the people who are vibing with Talk Tender. And it did really well. So it's just crazy. It wasn't strategically thought out, but how God, you know, just roll everything out, and to have her on the episode by herself, and to have, you know, Erica always comes on, but to have you come back by yourself, like, you know, like, we on the couch talking to talking to the girls, the guys, whoever, you know, so it's never a matter of being nervous. But yeah, I'm excited for you and everything that you have to come with your business. I want to get in your business just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit, no, because I mean, I've been kind of vocal, you guys know, like, I'm happily single and just in a really good space right now. Like, I'm, you know, I'm being vocal about my celibacy journey, which, let me stop. Like, I feel like last episode I told y'all it was not shitty, but I was having a day.
Okay.
But every day is a day, I feel like, when you're doing the celibacy thing.
I tried that celibacy, y'all. It was not working.
It was not doing the
work. Maybe because I'm a Leo, though, y'all. I think it's because I'm a Leo.
Oh, it's the Leo.
Yo, yes.
It's the Leo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because y'all a little spicy.
Yeah.
That's
it. Just, I be in a moment, and it's like, I don't know. I just need to get more closer. I'll say, let me get more closer to God.
I'm not going to even say that. I'm not going to even say that. Because, everybody's different. And then, you know, like, I'm not, and I wanted to make that clear too, I'm not like a stick up the butt, you know what I'm saying? I've gone through life, I've gone through a lot of shit, and I've just been recently put in this space where it's like, you know, I'm okay by myself, I'm okay to do the celibacy thing, whatever. Honey, but this is, I'm 28, almost 29. You know?
And she don't even look like you, y'all.
Like, I had the whole phase. I didn't have things, whatever. I've been through my phases, you know what I'm saying? So it's very realistic when I sit down and I tell you, you know, yes, I'm on the journey. It's been 7 months for me. Today's a day. You know what I'm saying? Today's a fucking day. You know, like,
today's
that's
the
a
day.
Real response.
Okay.
That's a real response. So, like, girl, bye. Like, if it's not working, great. You know, it's not.
I feel like the longer you hold that celibacy, though, like, that person who get it, it's like a holdout. It's not anybody, not anybody's just about to be able to get it. Like,
yeah, no, for sure.
I have a friend who's doing the same thing. She's been celibate for a year, though.
Really?
Yes.
How?
So, I don't know how she doing it.
I'm for real. The only person that I know for sure is doing it is my nail tech, and I think she was like, oh my God, some years in, like 2-3 years in type shit.
Damn.
And at the time when we was talking about it, I wasn't celibate, but I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try it. And then I just kind of like, you know, life kind of just pushed me in the space of like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna try it for real this time, whatever.
And your body is your temple, for real. Yeah. It really is. Like, soul ties is real.
Soul ties are real.
Yeah.
Very real.
And no matter like how many times you try to detach yourself, especially, do you think men have soul ties with women too, like,
absolutely,
in exchange?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel like men don't be having no emotion. Like, they just...
No, you know... Oh, jeez.
Hot job. Okay. But I asked this question to a man, and he said they just hide it. They just care deep down, but they were taught to hide emotions as a young... That's a young...
You know something? Mm-hmm. I had a previous episode. Y'all already know Adam. We had Adam on here, and we were kind of talking about that because we were talking about celibacy again. And he was saying how he didn't believe in soul ties and things of that nature, but he's not against casual sex, to sum it up. And I feel like with that whole topic itself, it comes with where you are on your journey in life individually. You know, I'm in a space where for me, energy, everything is energy. Everything is an exchange of energy. Mm-hmm. Your vagina, your womb, mm-hmm. Is your sacral chakra. That is a huge portal. That is the biggest portal. You know, life and death is created in your womb. You know what I'm saying? So when we bring sex into play, that is the biggest exchange of energy. That is the biggest
it is
intertwining of souls and soul ties and, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So for
you look good as
well. Oh, thank girl. I feel like we look great. Like it'd be so crazy how side talk. How like I just feel like I randomly like I don't know, like me and the guests connect when it comes to the set and the look. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just crazy. Like, how you give a skin, I'm giving skin. It's black. You know, I don't know. We just look great.
Thank you.
It's just given.
You look good. I had to tell y'all. Y'all see it, though. Y'all know she's good.
Thank mm-hmm. you. But, no, soul ties are definitely real.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I've been through things. I've experienced things. Oh, y'all, I don't want to say too much, but I've just experienced things. I feel like I've experienced this.
Can I know an experience? Like one?
Okay, I'll tell you what pushed me. I'll tell you the experience that pushed me into like my current celibacy journey. Yes.
Okay.
I feel like I experienced the soul tie. Absolutely. The sex itself was out of this world, girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Out of this world. He was a Scorpio. Not playing.
Oh.
Not playing. Okay. It was great. But it was different. Like it was just different. Like I can't even bring it to words how the energy exchange. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the first time I've actually like everything's an exchange of energy, but that's the first time I've felt that exchange of energy.
Yeah.
And, after the facts, you know, things went on. That's a whole nother story. But you feel when it's like somebody's trying to lock you in with certain shit. And I felt like in that situation itself that sex was used to try and attach me to that person.
Yeah.
And whether it was unhealthy or healthy, I can't really say because ultimately that's the person and situation itself that pushed me into my overall journey, mm-hmm. if I'm being completely honest. So, I don't know, girl, but the soul ties are definitely real. Now, as far as like from a man's perspective, I can't say because I'm not a man, but I feel like niggas be knowing what they doing.
They do. And it's not that I saw this somewhere. It was like, it's not that they think we're dumb. They just do the things to put you in a mind state to make yourself question yourself and like whatever you're feeling or whatever you're going through. Is this really real? But it's all like a master plan. Like, niggas is not stupid.
Niggas not stupid.
They is not.
Like, we think they're stupid. And they do a lot of stupid shit. But niggas are very strategic.
Very.
Very strategic. And how it ties to them, I don't know. That's something I'm going to go home and look into, actually. That would be a great topic. Because for us, like, I feel like women, we naturally emotionally lock in with sex. So if you have, like, you're going into a sexual encounter with a man, and who's to say what's on his mind, especially during the actual, you know, intercourse act, and act, what his intentions are over you. Like, where I met in my journey, like, I view sex completely differently than how I viewed it a year ago, 2 years ago, however many years. That's something to think about when you're allowing somebody inside of you.
Literally.
And, you know, you're in someone's sacred energy and place in that moment, what their intentions are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. So y'all, like I said, we naturally emotionally lock in from like a nurturing perspective or a loving perspective.
And I hate that. I wish I could switch it off, y'all. You know? I don't want to be the nurturing person. Yes, you know? Like when it comes to someone who isn't deserving of it, but I feel like I'm naturally a giving person. I naturally care for people. It makes me feel good to do a good deed. But for real, like I really do. But like if you find the right, like the wrong person, they could suck that dry out of you and make you be a not giving person. Because I've dealt
different type of person.
Yes, yeah. I've been with someone where I gave, and then after the fact, I was like, I ain't doing that. I'm not. And I've had people say like, you're not like, I'm no longer who I was in the beginning, but not in a positive way, more in a negative way, like. I'm holding back. I'm trying not to give my all because I'm just scared to give my all now. Like when it comes to relationships or just people, because I don't know. I feel like I've known you for a while and you're like repetitive. Like this is who you are. I feel like this is who you are. But when it comes to like other people, especially men, like I feel like all it takes is like a good year or two, and that person for that year or two is not.
Yeah.
They switch up.
Yeah, they switch up. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I feel like, ooh, Joe, you got to come back, girl.
Okay, I'm always going to come back.
You hit some fire stuff today that I really want to go home and research and dig more into. I feel like men are more so like, what's a good way to say? Because y'all know I don't bash. We don't bash men on here. No, but I feel like men are more so oblivious to. I don't even want to say oblivious.
I was like gonna
I'm not going to say oblivious.
I saw the smirk.
Like the double standards just be real. Like, men will tell you all day, for example, a woman who has had multiple sexual partners or who is dating more than one person at a time, or you know, so many things for women is ruled off as unladylike or a hoe or this and that, whatever the case may be. But you turn around and you have men who date multiple women at the same time, who sleep with multiple women at the same time, who give their energy in the exact same way to multiple people at the same time, and see absolutely nothing wrong with that. And when we get to a space like I am on my journey where everything's an exchange of energy, here you are spreading yourself thin across the table to all these different people. Mm-hmm. And then you come to me with all that energy, all that baggage in your aura and on you. Mm-hmm. And you want to exchange that with me. So now not only am I taking on whatever your personal energy and vibe is, I'm taking on everything from everyone that you've been with.
Interact with. I've never thought about that either.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's when we get in that space where when shit hits the fan with that person, or you know, even if we notice like, oh well, I'm not myself, you know what I'm saying, you have to look at literally what you're taking in on an energetic level from all levels, you know, whether it's sexually, platonic, work related. Like it's a big thing to operate on and vibrate in that space. Like everything is an energetic exchange. So now I feel like that's what has kept me strong in celibacy. That's what keeps me strong in general. Like I have nothing against being outside. I actually feel like I've been stepping out occasionally a little
more. I want to be outside with her, y'all. She be kicking it, for sure.
I want to be outside with you. Like, your vibe is
let's be out the country together, you know, for sure.
I'm talking about Jamaica.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Me too.
But I just, when you look at it from that point of view, it's like you'll be more conscious of where you're at, who you're around, who you're allowing in your space, who you're allowing in you. You know what I'm saying? So, but I wasn't always like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it come with life. So I don't judge people. Like, some of my closest people in my circle have casual sex, have dating partners, are happily married, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's a no judgment zone, because it's different strokes for different folks. Everybody is different. Their story is different. You know, your purpose here is different.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what
I just go off my purpose, what I'm doing, and how I'm feeling. So, you know, that's why I'm like, don't ever be, I don't want to say don't be inspired, you know, like I'm inspired by people, and I feel like, you know, God puts certain things in certain people for people to draw inspiration from. But don't ever look at me as the end all be all or the, you know, any type of worship or anything, because I'm human. And once I fuck up, I don't want anybody like, oh, but, you know, yeah. type of vibe. So I'm just like, it was a little winded, y'all. But I love people. I love that I have the gift of operating in an energetic level, and I read people based off their energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think you're great. I think you're doing great. I think that you're young and hot. Like, what the fuck you want to do? I wasn't fucking celibate at 24. For what?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm ready to find my husband, though.
Really?
Yes, no. I feel like I've lived a thousand lives.
Let your husband find you.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I'm ready for him to find me. But yes. I'm ready to sit down. Like, I don't want this street life for me.
The streets be fun from, like, the weekend and from certain hours. And then it's like, all right, where my man at? Even in the mix of all that, it's like, all right, where my man at? But, like, I don't know, like, I love how you started it off when you're, like, right now you're in a space of just basically, like, getting to know you, being in your own company.
Yeah.
Value and appreciate that time. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, once you bring another person into the picture, you know, it's a lot. We're human.
Yeah.
And like I said, we do crave that interaction from another human, but it's also a lot to deal with somebody else's energy and emotions and everything on a consistent basis.
And I'm such a, like, I have a gentleman soul. Like, I take everything too serious. I look a little too hard.
People say that to me, like, oh, you always so serious. So, and it's like, life is serious.
Yeah.
Like, but ultimately, you just don't know me, because anybody who's been in, like, my immediate space, mm-hmm. know, like, I'm just as goofy, as laid back as can be. Like, it's not that. Like, it's that, but it's not how you're making it seem. Like, a lot of people don't be serious enough. Like, y'all just do whatever, be whatever, fuck around with whoever. Like,
say whatever.
Yeah, like, no. I feel like we in that space where it's like, I just want to be around people who are different. Like, I don't want to say beneficial, but, like, beneficial in a way. Like, your energy top tier. What you got going on in life, you motivated. Like, you know, you're not just out here just doing whatever, or not goal oriented, you know, you hanging out with whoever, clout chasing. Like, I don't want to be around that.
Yeah, clout chasing. I don't like clout chasing. Clout chasing gives me, like, demonic.
Like, I'm for real.
I feel like it's demonic, I think, because your intentions of everything you do is not pure. It's like,
not pure.
You're not chasing God. You're chasing, like, it's an idol. And I looked into, like, how, like, celebrities and artists and everything, they are idols. Like, you're not praising God. You're not chasing God. You're chasing, like, this human being.
Yeah.
Who should also be worshiping God, or, like, you know, the messages that they're putting out. Even my mom told me, like, bringing it back to my mom, like, music nowadays is not the same. Like, it used to be about love or being,
music,
like, united.
So crazy.
And, it's about killing niggas and fucking and
a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah.
That old boss man D-Lo got me in a chokehold right now. I'm not gonna hold y'all. Like, for real.
Me too, I ain't gonna lie.
But no, I get what you're saying though. Like, it's a lot, like, I think that ultimately comes down to just being grounded at the end of the day, having a sense of self. I feel like people who clout chase, people who aren't goal-oriented, who don't really have anything going on, or just lost in life, really. Mm-hmm. Who feel like there's nothing more to this are the ones who are, like, weird. It's the energy thought. Like, it's not that. Yeah. So I feel like with us, or people that are vibrating in my...
You don't really give me, like, from Cleveland. You don't give me I'm from Cleveland, though, at all. No.
People say that, and I'm like, nah, I'm from Cleveland.
What do I give?
You give like you're from. Not from Cleveland though. Your energy and your aura is just so different than the average Cleveland female. Even some people say that about me too, you know. So it just, I don't know, you feel like, I feel like you've been around in a good way, like you've been here before.
I feel like, you know what, I believe in past lives.
Yeah, me too.
And I feel like I've been here before, you know. I feel like after this I'll be here again. Exactly. In a different sense. And you know, it the ones who's supposed to recognize it or who do recognize it or feel it, like it's just something you probably experienced me before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it just, maybe that's the seriousness when it comes to me. Like I'm here on my purpose, man. And I can't put it no other way. Like, I'm not big on outside,
I'm receiving.
But I that's why I tell people, you gotta experience me in real life. Like, everybody can't get here.
Yeah,
but.
No. Not everybody. They will be exclusive, don't worry. No, yeah.
Yeah.
You're no. Exclusive. No. Okay.
I think you're great.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy you came. You definitely have to come back. You brought up some fire ass topics that I'm literally gonna go and like do some research on, and we gotta bring you back and
definitely. Let's entwine it. Like, let's bring them in and let's see what.
But you know what? That's a whole nother of like behind the scenes of shit that I got going on. Cause
okay.
Adam was talking, and we definitely want to get some men incorporated and get some perspectives going, stir the pot a bit. But
just a little bit.
That is great. Like, definitely have to have you back for that. That was
okay.
But nonetheless, I'm happy you came out. I want you to let them know where they can find you on social media, okay, on a business level, and as well as your personal page. I also want you to, real quick, let us know what we can expect from Joe in general.
Okay. What you can expect from Joanne is just me putting my best foot forward and putting myself into the woman I always aspired to be. Like, I actually want to be an independent woman. Some women don't want to be that. I want to be able to book my trip by myself.
And ooh, yeah,
I want to be able to take myself to Chanel and do what I have to do. Like, I don't want to depend on no one.
Absolutely.
And like I told you, like, coming from my mama, seeing a natural grown hustler, I just always just want to show people that I'm always trying to be the best version I can. Because I always look at my little self and I want her to see, like, you know, I'm still trying to make her be somebody who she never thought she could be. And mm-hmm. I don't want to say too much, but like, in the next year, you'll see me grow in ways that you probably wouldn't expect. And and when I come back, it'll be like more news to tell to you. Like,
oh, I'm so excited. I love that for you. I love that for you.
And I can't wait to see what happens this year for you too.
I'm excited too. I'm definitely excited for the pod. I'm excited for everybody who has continuously supported and followed and kept up with the pod. You guys know for every episode, I love to leave you guys with a mantra or some encouraging words. What do you want to tell them?
I want to tell the people, if you don't believe in you, who will?
Absolutely.
It's really that simple. Like, why would somebody else believe in you if you only believe in yourself? And I've had moments like that. And that's when God will bless you, because he see you putting the work in. I used to think that because I was a good person and I did all these things, I deserved the finest things in life. But there's somebody else like out here outworking you every day trying to make that happen. So just believe in yourself and keep pushing yourself to go farther.
There you go. Y'all already know, until next time, peace is love, love is peace. I'm out.
Bye.
You are now tuned in to the Talk Tinder podcast.